Hey, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to keep going on this series about Wicca, and we're almost done. I believe tomorrow will be the last in the series. And, well, today we're just going to talk about some more tips on how to reach these people that are involved in Wicca. And with that, let's just jump right in. And like I was telling you earlier, this podcast is just a bunch of disorganized thoughts that I just threw on a paper. As you're trying to relate to these Wiccans, you're trying to find common ground. So be mindful of certain things. Like, for example, they're really into nature worship and preserving the earth. All right? So this kind of goes without saying, but be mindful of it. Don't be dropping trash on the ground in front of them and, you know, with the mindset of, oh, it's just going to burn someday anyway. You know, God's going to take care of it or whatever. You know what I'm saying, right? Be mindful of that position. Don't make any comments about how you don't believe in global warming. Yeah, don't pick a hill to die on that you don't want to. Okay, keep your conversation where it's important. So be mindful of that. Be mindful of the fact that they don't believe in sin, death, or I mean sin, hell, judgment, forgiveness, Jesus' death on the cross, the global flood, all that stuff. Be mindful of that. And, you know, pick your times. Pick your battles and pick your times to have those battles. Work your way into this slowly and understand where they're coming from. Don't offend them on issues that are not important, okay? For example, they're really into tolerance, and they totally accept homosexuality as being perfectly okay. Well, you know, the Bible teaches that it's a sin. But guys, pick your battles. Pick your battles. In my opinion, and again, let the Lord lead you, but in my opinion, try it. Don't bring that up, okay? Let that happen after they're saved and God is sanctifying them and reforming their mind and their heart, okay? Pick your battles. Be mindful of what they believe. Here's another one. The whole patriarchal nature of Christianity. We believe, you know, God always describes himself as a he. Well, that's actually very offensive to a pagan. Another thing, like the man is the head of the house, okay? That is very offensive to a pagan. So you know what? Avoid it. All right? It's not essential. It's not a hill to die on. You just want to get him to the cross and get him saved. Let God and his word cleanse that smaller stuff as they go through their Christian walk. Don't get them hung up on an issue that really offends them. Leave it. Just leave it aside. You know, find comfort in the fact that God is God and he doesn't have genitalia. He describes himself as a he, but that doesn't mean he's a man and he has a wife somewhere up there. All right? So don't get all caught up on that. And I'm not getting all ushy-gushy like wishy-washy today's NIV, which is today's nearly inspired version. That thing's a disaster. A total perversion of God's word. And as an aside, if the makers of the NIV were willing to make today's NIV, and that thing is such an abomination, I would be leery of the NIV too. I'm just saying, as an aside, and I'm not saying if you use the NIV, you're a heretic and you're not saved, and blah, blah, blah. I got saved using the NIV. That was my favorite Bible for a long time. But I'm just saying, There's some strange stuff going on there. Let's move on. But you get my point, right? Don't get caught up on minor issues when you're trying to talk to these pagans, all right? Don't sweat the small stuff. Not right now. We're just trying to get them to the cross, all right? Find out what they believe, all right? That's another little tip for you. Ask them questions. Don't assume that you know. Right, you've listened to this whole series, and now you think you've got it under your belt. You're like, I can do this. No, you can't. Every pagan's different. Every Wiccan's different. Talk to them. Find out what they believe. You might find out they were just as eclectic and all over the map as I was. Find out what they believe. Oh my goodness. I can't believe I didn't say this first. Okay? Forgive me. Like I said, this is just going to be a whole bunch of different tips. This should be first and foremost. Pray. Pray, pray, pray. Every time I went out there with my wife to El Burrito and other various restaurants we'd go to, we would pray. I would pray to my God and Savior. I would be asking the Holy Spirit to guide me. I would be asking the Lord, Father, if there is any demons that are speaking to her mind or plugging her ears or influencing her thinking, I just pray, Father, that you would shut them up and that she would hear things clearly. I was praying that God would soften her heart and that she would be willing to receive the truth. I mean, just pray. Pray as the Spirit leads. Pray like crazy. And if God leads you to fast, or if you just feel like you should fast, then fast. Guys, we're talking about the salvation of souls here. So if you feel led to fast, then you fast. You get that person to the cross. Okay? I'm getting charismatic here. I'm dead serious, though. That is the most important thing is prayer. You don't go out and try to witness to somebody without prayer. And by the way, you are engaging with spiritual forces. And so kind of connected with prayer, I want you to realize that there are a lot of demons out there that are strongly opposed to the endeavors that you are embarking on. So keep that in mind and pray accordingly, okay? What I'm saying here is there are spiritual forces that want to stop you, all right? There might even be witches that are trying to curse you. The person that you are witnessing to you might be trying to curse you. I'm just saying. And our Father, our God in heaven, is so much more supreme and powerful over their petty little powers of witchcraft. Don't be afraid of them. I want you to have a healthy understanding of what their witchcraft can do, because they are tapping into spiritual forces. There are demons out there that are willing to throw them a bone and help them. All right? So if they try to throw a spell at you, it may be effective. So what I'm saying is, keep that in mind. You get prayed up. You talk to the Lord about this. You go to the Lord and you make sure that you are covered from all angles. As I'm going through this series, I'm praying about it. Dear God, protect me from any kind of hexes that might be thrown in my direction. I know that you are God. I know that you're more powerful than any silly witchcraft or work of a devil. There is nothing that's stronger than you, Father. And I know that you can protect me. And I'm trusting in you. And I'm asking you, Father, that you would protect me. And I know that not one single hair on my head can be harmed without you allowing it. And so I trust you. I praise you, and I know that you're in control, and I thank you for that. Amen. Okay, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. Make sure you're covered. You pray yourself up. You ask for your Father to protect you as you go into this. And let's move on to another tip that is totally out of order and in disarray here. Unless the Lord leads you, try not to do the harsh, in-your-face, finger-pointing, you're-going-to-hell style tactic. It is true that at their present course, they'll be heading to hell. All right, but again, they don't believe in hell. They don't believe in Satan. They don't believe in sin. And they are especially offended by this particular tactic. I know that this tactic can be effective to certain people. In fact, this tactic was used on me when I was not saved and I was into some drugs. It was effective on me. It did cause me to go home and rethink things. When the line was spit out upon me, I immediately was offended. But then I went back home and thought, kind of rethought it through. And it started grating at me and bothering me. Okay? Let the Lord lead you. But I'm just telling you this. They don't believe in hell. I did. I knew there was a hell when I was a druggie. I knew there was a hell. I knew that there was a God. I knew that I was a sinner. And it was just pure plain reality of someone saying, you're going to go to hell. I mean, that just whack right across the cheek. I mean, that was a slap upside the head. And I needed it. But again, pagans, that is highly offensive. They don't believe that. And so you have to work your way into that. That is not something you bust out. Unless, again, the Lord is strongly leading you in that direction. Now, one website I was looking at, they made the suggestion stay away, or at least attempt to stay away from absolute truth type statements. Huh. That's hard for us Christians to do. And I'm not sure if I 100% agree with that particular tactic. So let me give you my thoughts on that. Like we've discussed earlier, Wiccans are, well, they really are bothered by absolute truth type statements. And so you kind of have to work into that, if that makes any sense. You don't just come rip-roaring in there like Hulk Hogan or the Ultimate Warrior and start shaking the rope and throwing some serious truth down with them, okay? You got to ease into it. And sometimes you just have to preface it. And I've done this before. You know, you just simply say, you know, you ask them, you find out how they view truth. And then you say, okay, that's interesting. And then rather than get in their face and say, well, this is how it is, you just say, well, this is how I see it. Okay? That makes sense. And you can talk about things like, you know, when I say 2 + 2, I believe it's absolute truth that it equals 4. That's a good place to start because we're not talking beliefs here. We're talking about absolute truth. 2 + 2 will always equal 4. It'll never equal 5 unless you're some weird hippie from California that's got some strange metaphysical ideas in your head and you probably just need to get off the marijuana. You know what I'm saying? It's a good place to start. You're finding common ground. Then you move into things like when you get on an airplane, do you want to place your faith in a man who is a licensed, trained pilot who has hundreds and hundreds of hours of flight time? Or do you want to place your faith in somebody who says they're a good pilot, but you know nothing about them? And there is no standard that says they must have a license and X amount of flight time, hours of flight time, before they can get a job with this particular airline and fly you around. It just, you know, they just hire people at will, and sometimes the planes go down, and sometimes they make it. I'm just saying. We place our trust and our faith in something we know is safe. Now, the idea of a pilot, that's a nice way to find, again, common ground, because you're leading them to the fact that, and you're asking questions, and you want to find out, well, should we place our faith in something we're assured of, we're confident of, we have a lot of good evidence for, or something that's a little less elusive, but we just want to believe? And these are different ways that we can get to or get around that whole absolute truth thing. Now, I am totally 100% into absolute truth. There is absolute truth. And it drives me nuts when people say there is no absolute truth, because you want to just smack them upside the head and say, are you absolutely sure? How do you know that? If there's no absolute truth, you're making a truth statement. You've just refuted yourself. Anyway, so you want to find ways to work into that, okay? So don't avoid that absolute, you know, don't avoid absolute statements. No, but be aware of it. Be aware of their position and use that as talking points. Work your way into it. That's cool. Find out exactly what they believe and then play off that. Okay, well, this is what I believe, and work your way into it. Groovy? Good. All right. And that's probably a good place to stop. Come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and leave comments and questions, and I really want to talk to you guys. You can also hook up with me on Facebook and Twitter. And with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.